A federal judge in Salt Lake City has dismissed all remaining criminal charges filed against the architects of Salt Lake City's bid for the 2002 Winter Olympics. While the Justice Department could still appeal, yesterday's dismissal guarantees that an Olympic bribery trial won't conflict with next February's games. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The ruling tosses out 11 counts of conspiracy and fraud against Tom Welch and Dave Johnson. They were first hailed as heroes for winning the International Olympic Committee bidding contest to host the 2002 Games. But then they were disgraced after revelations they won the contest with more than $1 million in illicit gifts and favors. It's clear they broke Olympic ethics rules. The Justice Department claims they also broke the law. But U.S. District Judge David Sam disagrees. He threw out bribery charges in July and ditched the rest of the case yesterday. Attorney William Taylor is defending Tom Welch.
These two men have gone through a lot for a long time, and we think that what the judge has done is to vindicate them and to validate what we have been saying about this case from the beginning, that there was no crime involved here.
Judge Sam dismissed the fraud and conspiracy counts because they came from the same indictment that charged bribery. He suggests that the bribery allegations tainted the grand jury's consideration of the other charges. And since he dismissed the bribery counts, the basis for the entire indictment is in doubt. Defense Attorney William Taylor.
The government itself characterized the case as about a scheme to buy votes and a scheme to make illegal payments. Once the court determines the payments are not illegal, the cornerstone of the government's case really falls out from under it.
Justice Department prosecutors say they're reviewing the judge's decision and considering their options. They have 60 days to appeal. They've already appealed the dismissal of the bribery charges, and they've invested 3 years and millions of dollars prosecuting this case. It seems unlikely they'd walk away now, especially since they have an earlier ruling from a widely respected federal magistrate supporting their approach. But the dismissal assures that this February's games won't be tainted by a trial, exposing the ugly underbelly of Olympic politics. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.